This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices, united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
Hello, everybody. We are back today for, I believe this is episode 5 of the Mother Freaking Real Life podcast. Today, I have got one of my really great friends, Misty Meadows, in the studio / closet with me. We are drinking some gas station wine because I promised Misty, as a perk of being on my show, I would have wine. What is this? Cabernet Sauvignon?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I fully intended to go get like a nice bottle, which I forgot. And so about 5 minutes before Misty got here, I ran to the gas station.
It's a nice bottle. It has embossing on the label.
It does. It's Edna Valley Vineyard. Have you heard of that particular vineyard before?
Maybe it's in California. I don't really
know. I'm sure it must be. Surely it is. And Misty, of all people, you actually are kind of like a wine girl. So you're not really the girl to like go buy gas station wine for.
It's good. But like, I just want a steak.
Yeah. Well,
steak next time.
You asked for cheese and I told you we had some Kraft Single.
Well, yeah.
I actually don't really buy Kraft Single, for the record.
That's okay.
I really
don't. I
get
that from my neighbor, Kelly Hassler.
Does she have Kraft Single?
Usually.
Okay. Well, I have never bought it for my kids, but then my mother-in-law makes them grilled cheese sandwiches that they claim are way better than my grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
And so I asked her, what do you do? Because my kids think yours are so much better.
Oh, for sure.
Thinking she had some kind of like secret recipe, and she has Kraft Single. So I did buy some for that purpose, and there could be a stray slice left over if you want that with our gas station wine. If you don't, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want everyone to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
And so I want you to just tell us 3 things about yourself, whatever you feel like would give people a good picture of who you are.
Well, I think that one thing that a lot of my closer friends say about me is that I was born in the wrong century.
Okay.
And that I could make it like as a pioneer woman. Like Donna Vickers calls me pioneer woman.
I can totally see that. And that is why that video clip that I told you I'm going to play
shortly. Yeah. Okay.
That is fitting that you said that.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay. So that's one thing. So I like to sew and crochet and cook, you know, and like try to take something and make it myself from scratch.
Right.
I get pleasure from that. And then, I don't know what else. I homeschool.
Yes.
And, I don't know. I guess a lot of people don't know that I'm from the East Coast. Like, I'm from the Virginia area.
Okay.
The Northern Virginia area.
I think I knew that and forgot, but
now you know again.
Okay. And then some pretty like, well, I actually had a list of kind of 3 random things about you that I'm going to say, but
Tell me.
Kind of left out 3 major things about you, which is that you have 3 children.
Yes.
You have 2 boys and a girl.
I do. Mm-hmm.
A husband.
Uh-huh.
Who I'm you've married. Been married to for
15 years.
Okay.
This year is 15 years and we both turned 40. So that's exciting.
Oh, I didn't know that. About you.
Yeah.
I thought we were the same age.
No, I'm older than everybody except for April Keenan.
Okay, that's true. I'm sure she will be really pleased for you to announce that. So wait, you turned 40 in what month?
October.
Okay.
Yes, October 29th, right before Halloween.
Okay.
And we're doing a lot of things this year for 40.
Like?
Well, we've decided in the last like 2 days that we're going to take our kids to Disney. So that's one thing. And we're going in like 10 days. So that's awesome. And then I worked on a dude ranch. That was something that people probably don't know about me.
Isn't that where you met Mike? Or no?
I knew him before and we were dating and I ran away from him because he broke up with me and told me that God had somebody better for him.
Okay.
So I needed to go away.
You needed to get some space.
Yeah.
Okay. So you found space at a dude ranch.
Yes. Yeah, so I worked on a dude ranch and I wanted to go back. He came out and asked me to marry him like 8 months later.
But you were not at the dude ranch. Oh, you're still at the dude ranch.
Yeah. I was at the dude ranch.
Okay.
So I wanted to go back since then and we haven't.
Okay.
And so we're going back for Thanksgiving. So the week of Thanksgiving, we'll be at the dude ranch in Colorado.
Just you and Mike or the kids?
We're bringing
come?
The kids too. Yeah.
Cool.
And then I guess I made it sound like we're doing lots of things, but I guess we're that's it.
That's some things. That's a big thing, though. That's awesome.
So
Well, the three kind of random things I had about you is that your middle name is Starbuck.
Yes.
Which I think is cool.
It's my maiden name.
That's your maiden. I'm not your middle name. That's what I meant to say. Your maiden name is Starbuck. Mm-hmm. But it is your son's middle name, right?
It is.
One of your sons.
It is. How do you know this?
Because he just told me that when we were at the Keenan's house last week, like on Good Friday.
Cutest.
He told me. But I think I knew that anyway. I've forgotten.
Probably. Because I had him probably when we were neighbors.
Right.
Which is funny that we were neighbors. Right.
So we were neighbors. Yes. I put that you make the best, hands down the best peanut butter cookies anyone has ever had. If you are willing, in fact, I'm not sure if you saw, I interviewed Hillary Adams last week. And after interviewing her, I did show notes where I kind of summarized what we talked about and kind of gave some links.
Yeah.
So maybe your cookies are a secret recipe, but if they are not, I might have you send me the recipe and we can post that on show notes.
Yes.
These are the best cookies you can ever have. We might even take a picture and post that, but it's like you, in fact, I think you do, right? Use like an ice cream scoop.
I do.
And scoop them out. They look like little
scoop,
like a cookie scoop, but it looks like they look like little balls of like ice cream or cookie dough or something. That's what they look like.
They do. You're right. Yes. And I can provide that recipe. I'm happy to give it out.
Okay.
Just so you know, I went gluten-free a year ago and these are gluten-free.
Really?
Yes.
But they were not. Like the ones I used to have from back in the day were not gluten-free. But now they are. And they're just as good.
Yes. I mean, I'm certain if the sticky gluten was in there, they would be
like slightly better.
I mean, maybe.
They're still really good. And if the people listening don't gain anything else from listening to you today, if they gain that recipe, they will be winning in life. I'm serious.
I agree. I cannot buy Reese's peanut butter chips. Mm-hmm. Because it's a disaster in my house. I just eat the whole, we eat the whole thing. It's bad.
See. Yeah. Well, the third random thing I had about you is that you you're like a leg wrestler.
Oh!
One of my earliest memories of you is when, in fact, we were just talking about this before we started, about trying to remember, like, when did we meet and how what's our first memory of each other? And I'm sure I obviously must have a further back memory because I wouldn't have even been at your house had I not met you prior to this. But I feel like one of my first memories of you is at your house. And we had that like progressive dinner.
Oh, yeah.
For our church small group.
Oh, yeah.
That
not church small group. It was for our cul-de-sac.
No. This was like a progressive dinner for like Hill Country UT Church.
What? I leg wrestled then?
Yes.
That's
what's
terrible.
Funny is that it started, it was very like classy. Like you had the table set, like formal, like way better than, because we were all like, 23 or something then?
Right.
Like none of us really knew how to like set like a formal, like nice table, but you did. And we were all like on our best behavior because of it. Because we were like, oh, this is like really nice. This is really fancy. But somehow by the end of the night, you were for sure on your living room floor leg wrestling.
Yes.
So I don't know what transpired. I don't even think we were even drinking like wine or anything. I don't
know because
there was
we were
alcohol.
23. We didn't even know what that was.
We didn't even have money to like buy alcohol and have it at our houses and things
like
that.
We need to make sure we can buy Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Right, exactly.
Or the H-E-B brand.
Right. So this is not like an alcohol-induced thing. This is just a part of you. You are a leg wrestler.
Okay, but so, you know, what's funny about that is I remember that I thought you were going to say Melanie Meyer.
Well, that was years later.
But yes. That's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That did happen, too. But that was much later.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
So I feel like you, like, know a little bit about Misty now. Everything from Pioneer Woman to Dude Ranch to leg wrestler. You're getting the full scope.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, too, just because it feels awkward for me. I got some feedback that I say, and too much.
Got it.
And so I'm going to try my best to kind of just sit in silence while you talk.
Got it.
It feels awkward because I feel like it seems as though I'm not like interacting or enthusiastic about what you're saying.
Sure.
But it comes across annoying. And so if I just seem strangely silent, it's intentional.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know if you're prepared for this. I tried to prepare you for this, but one of the things that I've had everyone so far do when they come on is we have this kind of like segment, if you will, called confession. But you know what? Now that we're in the moment, I just realized I forgot to think of one for you. So everyone so far, we've had a it's called a confession, and it's like a, sure. I've never told you this before.
Oh, gosh.
So it's not just like a random, vague confession. It's something that has to do with you specifically. So sure. like I confessed to Hillary last week that for forever, I did not know her children's names. Like sure. long past the point where that was acceptable. Like we were hanging out and I still had no idea what her children's names were. So these aren't like super scandalous confessions.
Okay.
But I will be totally honest and say I completely blanked and forgot to think of one for you.
Yeah.
So unless you have one for me, we could skip that portion. Do you have a confession for me?
I mean, I have like a lame thing that's okay. like, I just remember, like I was telling you before we started recording, that I remember that you used to drive a purple Scion. And mm-hmm. the first time I remember hanging out with you was camping with other young marrieds. Mm-hmm. Again, like at that church plant. And I...
You hated my purple Scion?
No, I just was kind of like, what, like to me, now that I know you a little bit better, I think, what was going on there? Like, what?
Like you, with the purple Scion specifically? Like, why was I
driving? I don't know why that totally stands out to me.
But you kind of thought distastefully of my purple Scion.
Maybe.
I think that maybe it's kind of like, is it kind of like a thuggish car?
I don't know.
I think maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know why.
I just think about you now and I'm like, I can't imagine her getting in a purple Scion and driving it.
Yeah, I don't think that I would.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that car too is that early on in having it, I somehow managed to spill like an entire bottle of cologne.
Oh,
in it.
Shoot.
And so that smell never went away, which was, I mean, kind of like cologne smells good, sure. but I don't know. It already kind of seems like a thuggish car and then it like reeks of, I don't know. It probably wasn't my best vehicle.
Yeah. So I don't have much other than that, you know?
How did I forget? I like sent you, I told you need to come prepare with a confession.
I don't know.
No, but you did. But I'm saying I forgot to have one for you. And now I'm trying to think of one and I just flat out can't. So we're just going to gloss over that. Okay. Look. Okay. So I have this video clip. Obviously, no one's going to be able to see it, but hearing it is all that really matters.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if I want to play it first and then tell everyone like what you're here to even talk about.
Okay.
I think I will say what you're here to talk about first.
Okay.
You're here because last week I had our mutual good friend Hillary on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her that a few weeks prior to that, I had seen like this meme on Facebook. And it said basically like some moms run a tight ship. I run a pirate ship. And I instantly thought of Hillary with the pirate ship because.
Totally.
And not of. Tried to explain and make sure she realizes I don't mean that in a bad way because I have a pirate ship myself.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
So this is, it's not like a negative thing. It's just she's got like wild and crazy boys I do. And she's very kind of like go with the flow and mm-hmm. just, you know, I just thought of her. And so I thought, oh, I'll have Hillary on to kind of talk about what her parenting style is like, what it's like to kind of have an all boy crazy house and how she kind of embraces chaos. And
sure.
But then I thought, well, then I'm going to need like a counter.
Yeah.
Opinion, or not even counter, but just, you know, almost like the other, if she's the pirate ship, I need like a tight ship mom.
Sure.
And I was kind of thinking through several different people I knew, and you came to mind immediately, but then there were a few other people as well, and I hadn't decided who I wanted to ask. And then we were at a play date all together, and you and Hillary kind of had like a funny, not like an argument, like a funny exchange.
Yes.
About y'all's kind of different style. So then
for
I thought,
sure.
okay, Misty will be great then for being like the tight ship mom as opposed to Hillary's pirate ship mom.
Yes.
So that's why you're here.
Yes.
But not only are you a tight ship mom, there's this other aspect of you that we're going to talk about too.
Maybe this is the confession. There's this other aspect.
No, it's not a confession. This is a good thing. And I think you would readily say, oh yeah, for sure. Okay. But okay, I want you first to listen. This is only, I've never actually before held my phone up to a microphone.
Okay.
So I'm hoping it will be okay and that everyone will be able to hear. But this is a comedian, John Crist. This is like a minute and a half long clip. It's just funny in general, but there's like a portion of it that reminds me a whole lot of you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I think you'll know the portion when you hear it, but if not, we will talk about it afterwards. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go.
Man, we all know women are by far the stronger sex. Everybody knows that, right? Women by far, everybody can agree on that. Yeah. You can cheer for that. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. But listen, ladies, y'all gotta stop with these t-shirts y'all wear. Just like bragging about how weak you are on the t-shirt. Just bragging. Just namaste in bed. But first, coffee. I don't exist before 10 a.m. Dude, my mom used to make her own bread. It's a woman. She make her own bread, get up before dawn, go out to the... bread house. I don't know where they get bread. Bread store. Bread farm. I don't know. They when I go out and get the provisions for the day. You know what I'm saying? Not anymore lately. Like your grandfather fought in World War II. You can't adult today? Rosé all day. I saw one the other day that said, feed me tacos and tell me I'm pretty. I woke up like this. Well, it doesn't look good, okay? What would I do without dry shampoo? I don't know, shower, maybe try that. Messy hair, don't care. Probably should start caring, honestly. Probably should start caring. You're 36.
Okay, so the part of that that reminds me of you is when he talks about, like, women back in the day. Like, they're, like, making the bread. They're going out to get their provisions for the day. Like, that is you. Because, and it's funny that in the beginning you said that people say you're from, like, a different century.
Mm, yes.
But for you hadn't even told me that. And I already had this kind of John Chris thing planned. But I for real feel like you, I'm not sure that you're making your own bread, but it wouldn't at all shock me if you're making your own bread.
Yeah, well, I've
tried. If you're like sewing y'all's own clothes, if
for
you're
sure.
like, I mean.
Makes me happy.
But I mean, that's really good. And like most women in our kind of like generation or friend group or whatever are not doing that.
Sure.
But you are, right? Like that's not so far-fetched. Like, do you make your own bread?
I have tried and I'm failing and it really frustrates me. But I will say that actually, like maybe a month ago, Molly mm-hmm. desperately, Molly's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 years old and she desperately wanted to make focaccia bread. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love bread. Like I love bread, like the yeasty smell of the bakery in HEB at like 9 a.m. I remember I dropped off one of my kids and I had to call Kim Haskins because she was holding me accountable to some like stupid healthy eating plan.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and that was back in the day. That was healthy when Kim was like healthy. I mean, not that she's not, no, but she was like drill sergeant healthy Kim.
Yes. So I was like calling her. She's like, walk away from the donuts, walk away from the bread. Anyway, I love bread. So when Molly was like, Mommy, I really want to make focaccia. And I was like, that's so mean for you to make that not gluten free. Like, no, you can't make it not gluten free. So mm-hmm. I did all the research, you know, like 5 stars and best focaccia, gluten-free, breaking, whatever. And Molly didn't trust me. And I literally was like, listen, I'm 39 and you're 10. And I've been on the earth just a little bit longer than you. Can you try it my way? And let's see if it turns out. And our neighbors, she went and gave them some because I think we didn't have like dried milk or something like that. And one of them did. And so she went and brought them some focaccia bread. They were like, that was amazing. It was so good. So yes, we have made our own bread.
So you are the woman. You are the only woman in my life that is making your own bread and delivering it to neighbors. Like I don't have any other friends that are doing that.
Oh man.
What are some other things like that, that you would say that you do, like making your own bread, that are kind of, as John, our friend John Chris just said, it's kind of like, that's a woman, like like women from back in the day that did those sorts of things. What are some other things like that that you do?
Well, I feel like lots of women probably do this, but I get so much joy from working in my garden or growing my own herbs or my own vegetables. I get really frustrated because we're in stinking Texas and it gets really hot and you can't grow a lot in the summer, or you can only grow a certain few items, right? And, but I think there's also something to be said for, I think what it does for me is it, I end up being really like getting a lot from having to work really hard at studying, hey, how do lettuces grow in Texas? When do I plant them? And nurturing something like that. So I think that other women put their energy and their effort into other things just as much as I do. And they study up on, I don't even know, doing a stinking podcast or a blog. Like, right. I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I would have to research that. But I love watching that stuff. And I love that I've fostered that in my kids. So, for example, there's a small tree outside my daughter's window. And today she was like, oh my gosh, mommy, come here. And I'm like, what? So we come out, I come into her room, and literally, I mean, 2 feet from her window is a bird sitting on a nest. And she's just like taking great delight in that fact. So I think I don't know, it fills my love tank. Mm-hmm. I just am a nature outdoorsy, whatever person.
Right.
But I also freak out about sand. Mm-hmm. And like dirt in my fingernails.
Right. So well, that's probably a good thing. No one wants dirt in their fingernails. But maybe you just kind of answer this. But one question I already had written down, and maybe you kind of answered this, but some of these things that you know how to do, like make, and actually I thought it was called focaccia, and apparently it's focaccia. So I just learned something. So you know how to make focaccia bread. You know how to garden. You're being humble, but I know there's a million other things you know how to do that I do not know how to do. And so my question was, how do you know how to do those sorts of things? And maybe it's because of what you just said, you just simply research, you just.
So I think it's some of that, like, but I also feel like my grandma taught me a lot. So I grew up in a broken home. So my parents were divorced. And so I was probably half that, like half of, hey, I got to fend for myself and I got to figure things out. Right. I joke but also say, like, to my sister, like, it's just me and my sister. We're only 15 months apart. And I'm like, we're survivors. We are. And our lives look very different. She is a full-time working mom of 3 boys.
Okay.
And I'm a stay-at-home mom of a girl and 2 boys. I decided to go to college in where all of our extended family was. So that meant Texas, but that meant that I was away from my immediate family. Mm-hmm. And so I would go home, quote, on the weekends to go visit my grandma. And she is the one who taught me to sew. And she's the one that taught me to crochet. And she always lived, except for the very end of her life, she always lived on like an acre or more, is what it felt like to me at the time. And so I don't know, maybe it was just hanging out with her. And because that's just what we did. I mean, it was like you go for a walk after dinner, you just do, like, mm-hmm. that's what you do. And so maybe because I had that influence in my life, and that felt less broken than back home mm-hmm. in the hubbub suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Right.
I was drawn to that. So I was like, well, that's what I want my life to look like. I don't know. But then, yeah,
that
I
makes
do research.
Total sense. Yeah. That makes total sense. And I kind of like your grandma's life. I would give anything. I love to go on walks after dinner.
I know.
But virtually no one else in my family enjoys that.
Well, maybe I'll drive over here sometime.
You should. This is a good neighborhood to go on a walk in,
it
too,
totally
right? You could see deer. You could see the loop on it.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
What more does my family want? Okay. I want you to tell me, because from the outside looking in, it seems to me that you, like, and I know you're going to be humble, and that's great to an extent, but just be like honest with me here. And you don't have to be like overly humble, but like you homeschool your children. You don't just homeschool your children. You run or oversee I don't know how you would describe it, a homeschool community club, right?
Group. Yeah.
Like a homeschool mm-hmm. group.
Yeah.
Okay. You also, again, from the outside looking in, it seems as though you whip up gourmet meals every night for your family. You garden, you sew, like you are doing a lot of things. I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you, and maybe this is like too many questions, you don't have to answer each thing, but just to kind of give you, I'm going to ask you like 6 different questions in one and just kind of maybe answer it, like sum it up. How do you like structure your days? How do you plan for your days? What are you like prioritizing? Like, how are you able to do all of these things?
So it's funny because lately I've been kind of grieving the loss of some of my hobbies, right? And I think that I think there have been some times where I've been a little bit more hard or strict or whatever, like more black and white, whether it's with parenting or having like actual structure to my day or whatever. And right now I kind of feel like things are changing. And, I think there's a lot of things, right? So like my kids are getting a little bit older and they have a little bit more autonomy, and I want to do a really good job at some of those things. And I've written like with homeschooling, for example, I think that you cannot continue homeschooling successfully unless you have a very solid why. So I'll give you an example of like what's not a solid why. if you're afraid to put your kid in public school, it's not a good reason to homeschool, because that the same things that you're afraid of are going to follow you back home, right? So that's not a good reason why. So when I'm thinking about my why is, hey, I want to teach my kids to love God, and I want to teach them to love each other and to develop relationships with their family. Like, that's my why. And so then I've started looking at things and saying, does what I'm doing, does that directly correlate with my why? If it doesn't, then maybe I need to stop. And so sometimes doing some of those things that you think that I'm doing so wonderfully, which, by the way, I'm not. And that is not a humility thing. That is just a Misty looking specifically at her life and saying, I'm not doing so great of a job here. Like, I can't do all of these things at 100%. So what's my number one? Right now, my number one's my kids. And so what's fallen off is sewing or crocheting, or I know that sounds so cheap,
but just like some things that you enjoy.
Right, basically, those are my hobbies, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of going away. But also just today, my daughter comes up to me and she's like, hey, can I sew on the sewing machine? Because I just happen to have it out on the kitchen table because I'm trying to get to a project that I'm not getting to, by the way. And it's much to the bane of Mike's existence.
He just doesn't like the sewing machine sitting out, basically.
I mean, on the kitchen table.
Bothers him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had to work actively to not be stressed out by the fact that Molly wanted to sew and make a mess and possibly break needles.
Right.
And I just let her go. And oh my gosh, the light in her eyes was just wonderful. And I thought, if I could just let go of it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I just want to have this Hillary Adams attitude or Haley Hinkst attitude of, you just scaled this tree and who cares if you're three and you could fall down and break a bone? Like, that's wonderful that you accomplished that. And so, yeah, anyway, I think I just totally spiderwebbed there. I don't even know what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about like how you structure your days and prioritize. But no, I think what you said was really good. But I had a follow up question because you were saying how you kind of like sometimes will sit back and ask yourself what is important, like why am I doing this, and kind of make sure everything is aligned.
Sure.
Do you have kind of a set process of like every 3 months I sit back and kind of ask myself these questions, or is it not really that structured and just kind of as you go through life, sometimes you're asking yourself these questions?
So I think I've gone through this whole cycle of used to be very structured and, hey, you know, at the 6 week mark, I do X. And now it's not so much. I kind of feel like I'm more on autopilot. However, I am constantly asking myself, like, if things start to feel out of whack or they feel uncomfortable to me, that's my red flag for me personally, right? So, okay, what isn't working for me? What's not working for my kids? What do I need to change? And so I start to assess based on how are things.
It does make sense, but the only reason I'm going to keep harping on this, because this is like a personal question for me, because I feel that I a lot of times feel like, okay, things are out of whack. This isn't working. We need like a new system. We need a new way of doing
yes.
things. But for me, I get very bogged down, and this is what I want to know from you. I get very bogged down thinking like, okay, so I've identified that, but now I need like a week or, you know, a weekend or something to myself to sit down and to write out and plan out and create new systems and kind of have this kind of almost like retreat, not retreat in a relaxing way, but like retreat. Like I need 3 or 4 days to myself to like make a game plan.
Right.
But if that can't happen, which it kind of rarely can, right?
Sure.
You can just escape life for 4 days.
Right.
Then I'm like, well, since I can't do that, I'm just not going
to
like,
just goes all
reassess.
To hell in a handbasket.
It just all goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
So for you, do you kind of set aside some kind of a day where you sit down and you're like, here's what's not working, here's what's not going well, or do you just kind of, as you're going through life, just kind of start tweaking and doing things different?
So I think what's and this is more speaking to like homeschoolers in general, right? So some homeschoolers try to take their homeschool and turn it into public school at home, which also, by the way, is a big fat failure, if you ask me, because it doesn't fit in my why, right? My why for homeschooling is not academic. It's relational.
Repeat it, because you said it earlier. Your why is...
So my why is so that my kids will develop their, like, that they will grow in their relationship with the Lord, and that they'll grow in their relationship with their family, like whether that's dad, mom, brothers, sisters, whatever, sister. And so I think one thing I've had to realize is, hey, the academics are going to come. And so if I have to take a moment, I am going to take my moment, and I'm going to do, not that I can take a 4-day retreat or whatever, but I am going to have this. I actually can now say to my kids, and Molly and Max are probably the ones that get, that they understand the most, and they are very accommodating at 10 and 8 years old. I can say, hey, mommy really needs this much time. Do you guys think that you could do X or Y and give me that space so I can work on this? And they absolutely will.
Pretty much always. Like, that's a pretty easy thing for them to make happen.
Yeah, I mean, God bless my precious daughter who's going through puberty. And so she tracks with me. So we're like on the same
track. Cycle or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. And so Shark Week is like the same.
Okay. Okay.
And that is disastrous.
Is that early, by the way, on a side note? Or is that
I know, right?
What I mean, this world? Is maybe a weird topic, but I think I was abnormally like late, because that seems really early to me.
Right? Because she's going to be 11?
Mm-hmm.
No. So I remember when she was 8, I took her to her well check, and the little paper that they give you at the doctor was like, between 8 and 11, your daughter might be getting her breast buds. And I was like, what?
What pediatrician do you go to? I don't feel like mine tells me things like that.
Well, you don't have a daughter, so why would they tell you
that?
But
like with my sons, they don't say like at age 13, he might start sprouting his armpit hair. Like, I've never had any kind of report like that.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of interested to know. Can they tell me that?
Well, I could look up the paper for the 8 to 11 year old. Anyway, I was shocked when they told me that. And so I've kind of been like on hyper alert.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, every month for the last probably like 4 months, I know when my period is coming, because my daughter is hands down the most emotional. And I think, oh my gosh, I can't handle this. I don't even know how to parent you. Like, you got to go to public school or something.
This week, you're starting public school.
Yeah. Like, you know, 2 days ago, you're starting public school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, all that to say, I just, I'm able to say, hey, I need you to give me a little bit of space. But I feel like they grow up, and they rise to the occasion when I say, here's what I need, and here's why. I'm looking at trying to make things better. Mommy sees you struggling in this area, and so I want to try to do some research on how to make this better.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my kids are just like, Okay.
We want to get better too. So yes, please do that. That's really good. And I think, I've got 9, 5, and 3-year-old, and Gunner would be able to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Dee Dee and Axel, they don't give a, you know what, if mommy needs, but they don't care what mommy needs at all.
Mary
maybe
doesn't
that
either,
will come. So. Maybe that's something to look forward to. Okay. My next question. And if you listened, and I think you did, to me and Hillary talk last week, I was telling, I think she, we kind of like flipped spots for a minute, and she asked me a few questions and she asked me like best parenting advice I'd ever received. And I was telling her Krista Box, like years ago, talked about with every, as you're going through life, with every aspect, with every pro, like you were just saying, when you kind of identify like this never is going well, or this is a problem, or this, you know, she would say, whenever you identify those, ask yourself, well, what's your system? Like, maybe you need a system for this that you don't have. And if you had a system, that would eliminate this particular problem.
Okay.
So are you like a big system girl? Do you have like a system for how we do this? And here's the system for how our family does this, or no?
So it's really funny that you asked this question, because I think I kind of anticipated it. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm totally not even close to Krista Box's standard.
Well, y'all are just so different. I don't know if it's your standards. Like, there are things, Krista Box, I'm sorry, I love my girl Krista Box. She can't sew. She's not gardening. And she's not whipping up her own bread.
I know, but I'm just saying, like the system thing, right? So when you said that she has that system for, like, everybody, so-and-so, unbuckle so-and-so, and we all stand, whatever. I was thinking about, my sister was telling me that she has a friend who had like this decal almost on her car. And she was like, everybody put your hand on the spot or the whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that from people doing that.
I hadn't even thought about that being a system, mm-hmm. but that's a system, right?
Right. Yeah. It's like the way you always do a thing.
Yeah. So I don't know because all I could think of and I was just stuck at, well, what's my system for getting in and out of the car, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what I was thinking about.
Right.
I was like, it's a disaster every time.
Yes.
But I'm saying the same thing every time. Like, hey, listen, y'all know what side of the car that the youngest kid's car seat is on. So don't get in on that side. Go on the other side. Y'all are 10 and 8 for crying out loud. Like, oh my gosh, help me out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure that I'm so good at the system thing with the car.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that most of my systems revolve around homeschooling. And I have one who is extremely not self-motivated at all. And I've done, that's my sweet, precious daughter.
Okay.
Who is?
Little Molly Jane.
Joyce.
Dang.
Jay, though, you're close.
I knew Starbuck, but that's
who
easier.
Knows people's middle names of kids?
I mean,
kids.
I don't know. We're going to top off our wine. So if people hear like a strange sloshing sound.
There it is.
Sorry.
Clink.
Do you know my kids' middle names?
No, of course I don't. I mean, I probably, that's my confession. Is this, I'm the same as
you. Do you know
are
my kids'
Hillary.
First names?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. The first one is, let's see, Gunner, and then Dietrich, mm-hmm. but we call him Dee Dee,
mm-hmm.
which can be confusing. Just saying.
Totally. It doesn't even make sense. Like, there's not even a double D in his name.
But so I don't know. No, Merritt might not even know that his name is Dietrich. Just saying.
I'm not sure that Dietrich knows that his name is Dietrich. No, he does. But I don't think really any of his friends probably do.
And then Axel. So, you know what's really interesting? My sister has a kid, and his middle name is Axel.
Oh.
But it's like the
his middle name is Axel?
Yeah. His middle name.
So what's his first name?
Jeremy.
Okay. That's cool.
And so he's like, it's like the, I don't know, the Norwegian or Sweden or whatever. So it's like A-K-S-E-L.
Wait, say that again. A-K-S-E-L. Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So she like sends it to us and we're all trying to sound it out and we're like, Oh,
Axel. Why didn't you just spell it A-X-E-L? Actually, it's cooler the way that this is your sister, you said?
Yeah. And it's a family.
Libby. Look at me.
Oh, you know everybody's so names. You're amazing.
Yep, I know. That's my skill. You can make bread. I know people's names and middle names. I actually kind of do, though, know a lot of people's middle names.
That's really
strange.
Awesome. Yeah. So anyway, Molly Joyce is my I don't even know. She's super artistic and drama and creative. And so we've had to go through several ways of checking off her schoolwork. And what I realized with her is she just needs it to be a little simpler.
Mm-hmm.
But she does need more structure because I'm pretty sure if she was in public school, her teacher would be like, can you put her on some Ritalin, please?
So she just, like, the more structure, the better for her.
Mm-hmm. But she needs to feel autonomy, right? Because she's 10, almost 11. So she needs to feel like you know, my mom trusts me. So I think the reason why, like, the whole sewing thing, she just felt so amazing, right? Because she's using I was dying laughing when I was listening to you and Hillary because I was like, yes, I wish that I wouldn't freak out about my kids using the stinking hot glue gun because who cares if they burn their fingers?
That's what's really funny about both you and Hillary. So I asked each of y'all, you know, I think I explained at the beginning why I asked each of y'all. And I feel like from me as the asker, I didn't feel like either of you was like the better mom or the worse mom.
No.
Or like, this is the better way and her way is the worst way. For me, I actually think y'all are both really great moms, but just in totally different ways, right?
I agree.
But I feel like both of you were kind of like almost like, maybe a little bit insecure. Like, oh, well, does she think that I just like am no fun like you? Or does she think I just have like no order ever? And then also both of you, both before actually being, you know, recording and during, was kind of like, oh, but I so much wish that I was like,
I like, do.
But so you're wishing that. But Hillary legitimately was like, I wish that I wish I could be type A. I wish I had some order.
She was like, drink a glass of wine before you come to my house. And then you can organize it for me.
Right.
Because it will be stressful.
Yes. And I saw. We had a little exchange on Facebook. Yeah. I think your blood pressure would rise.
It would. I know that. And I wish it wouldn't. But it's going to.
And yet she wished. You know, it's funny. It's just like, I guess you are always like wishing that or thinking that someone is doing it better than what you are. But and it's funny for me because I actually feel I probably am more like Hillary. I for sure am. I'm way more like Hillary. But I have a little bit of you in me. Mm-hmm. And so there's things I'm almost like, I feel like I'm like the worst of both worlds because I am loosey goosey like Hillary in that, like, I don't get too stressed about like dangerous stuff or I kind of let the little thing, like, it's okay if like everything didn't go according to, like, that's kind of fine with me.
Right.
But I do, there are parts of you that I think I'm more similar to. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have like the part of that Hillary has that I wish I had is that she's able to really enjoy the chaos and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She just enjoys it. Whereas I almost feel like I've like resigned myself to like the three boys. I'm like, all right, this is just like how it's going to be.
Right.
It's just going to be kind of chaotic.
Years, it's going to be like this.
Yes. But I'm not sure I'm embracing it and enjoying it the way that she does. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little envious of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, this is what I really want to talk to you about because I feel like this is what people would really want to know.
Okay.
And maybe this will be hard for you. And you also cannot spend like an enormous amount of time on each of these. You're going to have to kind of make it quick. But I feel like a lot of people, and especially those of us that are not as like orderly and like tight ship mom as you, a lot of us, I kind of identified some things in my house and I would bet the same goes for Hillary and the same maybe goes for a lot of other moms I can think of that aren't like the tight ship moms.
Sure.
That like don't go well in our homes that I'm thinking, not that they go perfectly in your home, but I'm betting that they might go more well than they go in our homes.
Okay.
And so I'm going to kind of list a few things, like kind of normal things that happen in families' homes. And I want to hear from you kind of like, well, here's how we do that. Or here's what it looks like for us. Or here's how I've kind of made that work well or something. Okay. So like the dinner hour, like you make pretty good meals each night. I know a lot of moms, myself included, the dinner hour is insane. It's like the cooking portion is insane either because, and I've gotten better at this, but either because like we don't know what the hell to cook.
Sure.
Or maybe we do, but the kids are nutso while we're trying to cook.
Right.
And then dinner itself, like the kids, you know, like the dinner time itself is not enjoyable for anyone. Like everything about dinner in some households is not a pleasant experience. What is dinner time cooking meal planning like for you?
So I feel like I have it good because I homeschool. And so I don't have that stress of when are the people coming home from school?
Mm-hmm.
How do I connect with them? How do we get homework done? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like on some level, I'm trying to wrap up my day, but it's like for real getting wrapped up at 2:00.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, oh, good. The public school kids are home. Go play with them outside.
Right.
So that's not really fair.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you don't have that.
Because you've been with them all day. And so at 2:00, you're like, go. And now you kind of can do the things that you need to do, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that there are some things where, like having my kids at home, I'll be like, Molly, can you please go read to Merritt? Or Max, can you actually intentionally build something with magnet tiles with Merritt? Like, would you just help him out, you know?
So you kind of give them a thing to do, basically. Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I feel like, and I think this is probably true about most kids, they are, and I know, you know, I think that some kids are, I think that a lot of kids fall into this. They absolutely just think their dad has hung the moon.
Right.
They just do. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's the way God wired kids, right? And so we've started something. This sounds totally cheesy.
Nope, let's hear it. This is the kind of things totally people want to hear.
Okay.
What goes down in Meadows' house?
Of course I heard this from somebody else. I did not make this up. I don't even know where I heard it, but it's called the blessing hour.
Okay. Okay.
And so I just described it to my kids. I'm like, listen, y'all know, and maybe this is just a Mike Meadows thing. Okay. He really likes to have a nice clean house. I finally asked him one time. I was like, hey, what would you rather? Would you rather have Misty look super cute and have her hair done and her makeup? Or would you rather have the house cleaned? And he was like, hands down, house cleaned.
Okay.
So like he doesn't care. He does care if I'm in my pajamas still.
Okay. That kind of bothers him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I've enlisted my kids and said, y'all love daddy and you think he's amazing. I've given them a time limit, like, hey, it's only going to last for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play really loud music. You know, their choice is usually kids bop.
Okay.
But whatever. And we're just going to be upbeat for 30 minutes and clean the house and pick up and try to organize so that it is a blessing to our daddy when he walks through
the
door.
I love that. So that's what you call the blessing hour?
Yeah.
The blessing
half
hour?
Well, I mean, hello, they cannot last for an hour
right.
doing that.
Right. But that's an amazing idea. So this is like a daily thing.
Yes. Remember, I did not come up with it.
But this is the kind of thing, like, I feel like people are hearing this and are like, that is amazing. I think that's amazing. So this is every day, maybe like what, the 30 minutes right before Mike gets home, kind
so
of?
Like maybe, so actually, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, so it's funny. In my head, I'm thinking, okay, when would be a better time to do this, right? Because in my brain, I'm always thinking, how can I make something better? So I'm thinking, yeah, okay, so Mike always calls me or texts me and says, I'm in my truck, I'm headed home.
Okay.
And we have about 30 minutes. So really, because then the house can get totally disastrous.
Right.
So if we did it at 3:30,
it's just going to all be
that's
undone.
Just dumb,
exactly.
Right. So I think it should be like, hey, are we ready to stop, drop, and roll and do everything that we need to do the blessing half hour while Dad is driving home?
I love that. I actually really love that. I love that. And I might do that, actually.
Okay. Well, thanks for making me feel good about my little system.
I think it's great. It makes me glad that I have these things I'm asking you about, because now I'm like, what other like really amazing little nugget of amazingness
that's
is she going to have?
That's all I got.
Nope. I bet you have more than you think. What about when it comes to, oh man, you just said something that's made me want to ask you something and now I can't think of what it was. I don't know. We'll come back to that. But okay. What about when it comes to, let's say, I guess we just kind of talked about chores. What about like bedtime? I feel like bedtime is another stressful thing at some people's home. What does like the bedtime hour look like? Do y'all have a way of like, well, Mike, or I do the baths and Mike does the story time or like
something
like that?
So we do have that. And I feel like the older our kids get, the less structured it is and the more frustrated I'm feeling, right? So that's something that I've started to, and that's just Mike and I not being on the same page, honestly.
Okay.
In Texas, it stays light for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, how can we put the 10-year-old to bed
when it's
8
like
o'clock
the sun
and
is
it's
streaming through the window?
Yes.
Right.
And so I think that's something that's kind of in the process of being tweaked,
okay,
for lack of a better term. But mm-hmm. basically, I don't mind doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't believe that I am an introvert.
I can see that. I mean, yeah. I get it. That's something I think you and I have in common is I'm not, well, maybe you would think I am, but I don't know that most people think I was either,
mm-hmm.
but I think I am.
Right.
So and same with you. Like you're not really like you're loud and you're kind of, I feel like you enter a room and you're kind of like large and in charge.
Totally.
So you're not like a little meek, like, but I can definitely see how you're an introvert.
Yeah. So like after, the party planner, Kelly Hassler, has 80 billion people at her house.
Right.
I need to go be by myself and have cave time.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that said, I need cave time from my kids because I've had them all day because I'm homeschooling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I enjoy the cooking because it's kind of a Misty's by herself, quiet, blah, 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 whatever.
But how is that? Because of what you said earlier, because you have sent your kids off to do a specific
sometimes,
thing?
Sometimes. Or sometimes I enlist the help of my kids, right? Because I've started realizing that my crazy, I need everything perfect needs to stop because mm-hmm. I've got to let, Molly needs to learn how to cook for her dang family someday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Max needs to be an amazing husband and be willing to say, hey, I know how to brown ground beef. Crying out. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He can do that, Misty.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Right.
But my kids right now don't know how to do anything because I'm too crazy about the organization and the neatness of the kitchen. Right.
Right.
So I got to let go of some of those things. And I know that. And so I'm starting to let those things happen. But so because of that, so we try to sit down as a family every night when we can. Sports, and the older they get, the more challenging it is. But now our kids are old enough to like bathe themselves.
Right.
Ish. The other night, Max gave me a hug and I was like, woo, man, we got to work on cleaning the armpits. Like, really? That is a little shady.
And what? He's what? Your kids have like some hormone stuff early on. Gunnar smells bad sometimes, but it's more like he smells like outside or just like.
No, this was not outside. This was BO.
Okay.
Straight up BO.
Interesting.
And actually, Mike and I both grew 12 inches in our 7th grade year.
What?
Yeah. So like we both did. And so it's funny. He talks about like his 1 year of basketball where he was taller than everybody.
Okay. The 1 year.
Like, yeah. His magic year. And then everybody caught up to
right.
me. Anyway, so Mike tends to take care of bedtime and putting them to bed. And actually now, because it's been that way for 10 years, for their whole lives, they prefer him, right? If he's not available, like if he's on a business trip, they'll, you know, be okay with me singing
right.
to them.
Go, right.
Oh, Mom. But they would rather have him.
Okay.
And so he reads to them and he, but it's so fun. And so, right, my why for homeschooling, right, going back to it, it's to build a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. This is his time to build a relationship. Yeah. And I'm like, stop reading the gosh darn story. Like, I'm done. Isn't it our time yet?
Right.
And he's like,
I'm trying to build a relationship here.
Yeah. So I can't be mad at him. But yeah, so I'm like, it's 9:30 now, like, because you read 18 stories to
them. Oh, my gosh. Well, that is a lot of reading. I'm picturing like 15 minutes of story reading. Like,
I mean,
it's a lot of story.
Maybe it is. I'm not
it just
really
seems
sure.
Longer too.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. So, but he does all that bedtime stuff. Anyway, so I'm cleaning up the kitchen.
Okay.
But lately I've been thinking, I need our boys to see that Mike is willing to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, so again, right, do I need to change my system because I need my boys? You know, one thing that Hillary talked about last week that I absolutely loved was she's really intentional about the things that matter.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel like I want my boys to know that their husband in his heart, that my husband, and that I want them to grow up to be husbands that are willing to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they get to see their daddy doing that. And so maybe we need to change things because they need to see their daddy doing that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As an example.
Yeah.
But currently what we do is Misty cooks and cleans and it's her
alone time while you're cooking. I get that. Yes. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, sometimes some dishes wait until the morning.
What?
What?
I don't believe it.
Yep. I had to clean 2 pots this morning.
Man.
I just was ready to sit down and watch. Are you
Tell
ready?
Me. Well, yes.
Pride and Prejudice.
Okay. Well, that's very fitting. That is very fitting for you. I can totally see that. You know what I'm watching right now, which I actually already, like probably 3 years ago, I started watching and I love it so much.
Okay.
And I don't know how I ever, like I didn't even finish the series, even though I loved it. So I don't understand why. I just stopped. I think maybe we got onto some other show or something. Anyway, I am now rewatching Mad Men.
Oh.
Have you seen Mad Men?
No. But what reminds me of that is when y'all had that party and you're like dressed up.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I had to actually look it up because.
Dang, I love it so much. It's really good. Well, I'm not sure it's like as wholesome as Pride and Prejudice.
Well, the one from 1995 that's BBC,
mm-hmm.
their boobs are hanging out. I mean, so it's not that wholesome.
I mean, this is much less wholesome even than BBC. But I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay.
I remembered what I was a minute ago when I was like fumbling and I was like, wait, I was going to ask you something and I forgot. So this is something else I want to know. You were talking about like the blessing hour where y'all are kind of like basically straightening and tidying and uncluttering or whatever.
Right.
But what is your, how do you, because I feel like your house is always very clean. Do you have kind of like a, what is your, like, that's just tidying. The blessing hour is like tidying.
Sure.
I think.
Sure.
But what is your kind of, how do you go about cleaning your house? Do you have like a day of the week that is your like cleaning day? Or do you do some kind of like on Mondays I mop and on Tuesdays I Windex the windows or.
Sure.
Do you have like a system for that?
Well, so I've tried to do the whole like. On Mondays, I vacuum and on Tuesdays, I mop and on Wednesdays, I clean the toilets.
Right.
But I can't stand it. Like, I want my whole house cleaned
all the time at every moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so
That's why you're here today. That is why you are the tight ship mother.
Okay, but I've had to let some of that stuff go. So that's really hard. And it's totally against every single fiber of my being, because all I want is to be able to eat off the toilet seat
right. At
every hour. So, okay. You know, like if I just
can't. I hope you didn't try to eat off my boy's toilet seat just now.
No, I didn't. And I was really just fine sitting down and using it. So we're good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I've had to let go of some stuff. There'll be days where I kind of get started on something.
Mm-hmm.
It's haphazard. Like, I appreciate that you think that I have this. I don't have a great system for that. And as we continue to remodel homes,
right.
Or like I have homeschooling, I'm finding that I don't have time to clean my house the way I want to. So Mike was doing a project, and I don't know if anybody has done the whole, like, let me cut some drywall inside the house.
No.
It's the thing that makes me feel like I need to go get some meds from somebody.
Because there's just like debris and powder and dust everywhere.
Yes. Kind of. Right. And like dust is like the one thing that I cannot control. And it's so microscopic and just everywhere. Like, I mean, like dust is on the walls and it's sticking there, right? Like it's not, it didn't even just fall to the floor. Like it's
just
sticking
stuck
on
to
the walls and it's stuck on the ceiling. And it just makes me freak out.
Right.
And so Mike was working on our fireplace, like redoing it.
Okay.
Because it had pumpkin spice tile.
Pumpkin spice tile.
Yeah.
Sounds really bad.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's gone now. So that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to be like pretty brick or something.
Okay.
But he had to like cut the drywall, and he even put up like a little dust catcher thing.
Okay.
That was going to be awesome. And I just happened to be out in the cul-de-sac, and he got home from work early, and he's like, hey, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do this thing. So he's doing his project, and I come in, and the sun is coming in. You know, it's like 5:30. Sun is streaming in, and it's,
you can just
right
see
from
dust,
see all
everywhere.
The dust. And Mike looks at me, and I was like,
it's really
hyperventilating.
Stressing
you out. Yeah. And Mike knows this about me. He's like, I'm going to clean it up. It's going to be okay. And I'm like, it's not going to be okay. I'm going to go on a walk. I can't handle
this.
Yes.
So your walk again.
I went on a walk. But then I hired somebody to come clean my house.
Okay.
But my main thing for them was, hey, I need you to, like, I didn't even care about them cleaning the toilets. I can clean toilets. I need you to dust everything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I also know when I can't do everything.
That's a good thing to have some awareness about, that not everyone does.
Yes. And I am fortunate enough that my husband is very much like, if you need this, then you take care of that the way that you know how.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means that you have to pay somebody, that's okay.
Okay.
And so I hired somebody, and she came in, and she, because of my very articulate instructions, took care of all the dust on all of the fans and all of the light fixtures, because that's the thing I don't want to do.
Right.
But I can clean. And I mean, she cleaned everything else, too. But, you know, I hired somebody so that I didn't lose my mind.
Right. I think that's good. That's a good point that you kind of just a little bit like glossed over. But I think that's a good point, is noticing or being able to recognize. And it's not like you're a lazy person. So it's one thing if there's someone that's lazy and they're just kind of like, I can't handle any of this. I'm going to have. But you are not. If anything, you're. Flaw, if you were going to say, is to try to do too much.
I agree.
And so it's good that you have maybe grown in that,
yes.
And that you're able to recognize, like, I'm doing so much, I cannot take this on. So I'm going to be okay with letting someone else do it.
Yeah. And of course I was like, wanted to go behind her and be like, you did not mop the floor well enough.
And see, that is how we are very opposite, because I'm kind of like, you know what? Something is better than nothing. So like, that's great. Like it's what you did is great. Like, we'll just go with that. But so you don't have necessarily like a cleaning day. You just kind of clean as you can, as you go, when you can, and do a pretty decent job with that.
Yeah. I think I used to have better systems in place. But as my kids get older, they're doing more things and they need me to drive them to places. And it's almost like I have more things that I have to be at. And those things are more important to me to be present for than to clean a toilet.
Right. Got it. Okay, this is my last question in that kind of, in that category. We have more questions.
Okay.
But in kind of the keep in keeping with kind of like, how does this look like in your house? And what does this look like? My last one, and try to keep it kind of short because I have a lot of other things I want to ask you. But in terms of like trying to sit down, maybe as a family, or maybe it's just you with the kids, or I'm not sure, but kind of like a devotional with your children, like designated time to like read the Bible or be intentional with that.
Yeah.
Is there a structure or a system in place? I struggle a lot. And Dee Dee and Axel are kind of young. Not that they don't need that, but I feel like if they don't get that, it's okay. But Gunner, like, we need to be doing that with him. We need to be having like a very consistent devotional or quiet time with him. And I struggle to make that happen with the two little ones who are always around and are distracting.
Oh,
and,
totally.
And so it just does not happen.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that happen in your house consistently, and how?
So I feel like when my kids were littler, we really heavily just relied on Bible stories. Mm-hmm. And I was okay with that. And like the discussion that surrounds that. Sometimes I think as Christians, we tend to place too much emphasis on, it should look like a certain thing.
Right.
And, so what I've started doing, and this is a benefit of homeschooling, is, my kids, well, Molly specifically, I'm like, hey, you know, you have this time in the morning. I want you to start out with a Bible study. And one thing that Mike says to me a lot is we need to batch our tasks. I'm sure you've heard of this term, right?
I really kind of haven't.
Oh, okay.
Tell me about what that means.
Batching your tasks looks like, I think, you know, Cindy Hawks actually talks about this too. Like, what are the things that you're already doing and how can you include someone or something in what you're already doing?
Okay.
That's like batching your tasks, right?
Okay.
Hey, all I can think of is his woodworking stuff, right? So if he needs to make pocket holes for like 18 different boards, mm-hmm. he's going to do all the pocket holes at once, mm-hmm. not just for the one board and then screw it in and then make the pocket holes and then screw it in. Batching his tasks means let's do all the pocket holes and then let's do all the screwing and then let's do all of the nailing in of the drywall, whatever it is, right? Sorry, we're doing our fireplace. So that's all I got for you right now. But okay. I feel like the same thing with my kids. I mean, there are so many Christian things that they can do and be getting spiritual stuff from that they almost feel overwhelmed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, sure, we can memorize the verse from church. Sure, we can be doing Awana and memorizing those verses.
Right.
Sure, we can. I mean, when they get into sixth grade at our specific church, they're going to a D group, right? And then they're having a Bible study. And so for me, with homeschool, I decided, hey, if we're going to do Awana, I'm not going to do a separate Bible curriculum. I don't need to do a separate Bible curriculum. The Awana stuff is plenty fine, right? So when it comes to Molly's devotional, that's what she's doing. When it comes to a family devotional, of course, just so you know, I mean, my kids are not perfect.
Right.
I know you think they are, but they are not.
No, I don't think that. I understand.
Merritt is just as distracting and frustrating with like trying to read aloud, right? And so I've gotten okay with reading aloud a Bible story and then asking my kids questions and just having a discussion about it and saying, you know what? We're discussing the Bible. I feel good about that. As far as somebody who's trying to have a devotional for their kid to do, maybe on their own or with just a parent in the morning, I just feel like just something quick and simple is better than trying to go way too far into detail.
Right.
I don't know.
You guys are doing a Bible story and discussing it like daily.
Yeah. I mean, I try to do it daily, but don't worry. I'm like screaming at Merritt like, oh my gosh, stop. I mean, it's not beautiful at
but
all.
But is it like at a set time each day?
I would say like at 9.
It's like you've had breakfast.
We've had breakfast.
This is kind of how you start your day, like before you mm-hmm. delve into homeschool and like school stuff.
Yeah,
kind of how we start our day together.
Right. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm trying to like think, well, how would I do it if my kids were going to public school at stinking 7:15 in the morning?
Yes.
I think that if my kids were having their bowl of cereal, I would make them do their bowl of cereal all at the same time.
Okay.
And I would do it
while they're eating.
That's what I would do.
Okay. All right.
There
that's
you go.
Good to hear. Because
that's
my kids do go to public school. And they are, I mean, only one of them. The other two are
I know, but they're
little,
probably awake, right?
They are. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, everybody sit down. You're eating breakfast, so you can't be too distracting.
Right.
You are, but anyway.
Right. But it's the best time where they are mm-hmm. all at least seated and at the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
Good luck with
that.
All right. So we're going to move on, even though there was like other things that I was curious about as far as like, what does this look like at your house? But we could stay there all day. So we're going to move on.
Sorry.
No. It's my fault. I'm the one that has too many questions and not enough time. I've heard several people say like, your podcast is too long. Like a podcast should be like 45 minutes and mine are going on like an hour and a half. But
I'm sorry.
I can't. No, it's not your fault. That's what I'm saying. It's everyone. So it's my fault. I'm the question asker.
I know.
There's just so many things that I want to know. I want my own radio show is what I want. I don't want a podcast. I want to have like 3 or 4 hours to be with the same person. And we are like serious some of the time and then we're goofy, but I don't have, you know,
it's okay.
Okay. So for the quote unquote pirate ship moms of the world who want to be more organized and they want to run a tight ship and they want to be structured and all of these things. But they kind of feel at a loss of how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest? And I understand, like, everyone's wired differently. So, like, Hillary is never going to be Misty, and Misty is never going to be Hillary, and that's
absolutely
fine. So, but all of us could stand to grow in some ways, just like you were saying, you could stand to maybe relax and let go of control in some ways, and maybe Hillary could coach you on that.
Right.
But if you were going to coach a pirate ship mom who wanted at least maybe a little more structure and order, what do you think is, like, here's, like, one thing that I would say would be life-changing if you want to be more structured and more orderly in your day?
I think number one is the number one question I would ask somebody like Hillary, let's just say Hillary, I would say, okay, Hillary, what's the first thing that comes to your mind that you feel like you want more structure in? And it's the first thing that comes to her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever that thing is, I would say, what's one thing that you can change? In the homeschool world, I do classical conversations. And in there, we say you should be doing easy plus one. Because I think sometimes with homeschool, because we don't have as much... not that we don't have as much accountability, but like we don't really know what's happening around us, like with other kids.
Right.
And so sometimes we wonder, hey, is my kid getting enough? Right. But the fact of the matter is, if Molly's crying during math, she sure as heck isn't learning. And so that's too hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's not the time to be actually learning. So I'd say the same thing about changing a system, right? So you may look at your life and think, oh my gosh, I really need to get organized in X, Y, and Z. But the truth is you can only focus on one thing.
On X.
Yeah, Y and Z are just going to stay the same and only X is going to change. And then I would say, what's one thing I can change with X, right?
Right.
And then maybe next week, once you feel like you have, not that you haven't mastered in a week, but maybe next week you can change another thing with X.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can maybe tackle Y the following week. I don't know.
Okay.
I think so that's just my like number one thing.
Yeah.
I think some people think, okay, I need to have a complete overhaul and nobody's wired. Like that's not successful for anybody. I don't care who you are or how you parent. A complete overhaul is too much for anyone.
Right. I think that's good. And I agree. And me and Hillary laughed last week because she did say something. I don't remember how she worded it, but basically like, I should start doing everything different. I'm like, no. First of all, you shouldn't at all because the way you do things is great. But
it's beautiful.
If you were going to do something different, maybe you should just pick a thing.
A thing is good.
A thing. Okay. Well, I asked Hillary the same question. So I'm going to ask it to you too. I asked Hillary because again, she presented herself or, you know, I had her on because she's more of the pirate ship mom. We kind of call it free range parenting at some points. But I asked her, I said, okay, so what would some people, in light of the fact that you are like a free range kind of, you know, mom, what would some people be surprised to know that like, oh, even though I'm very kind of like go with the flow and whatever, I actually am really harsh and always say no to this.
Yeah.
And she kind of had her answer. So you're the opposite. You are kind of the tight ship mom that maybe the assumption assumption or the stereotype would be that you're like, no, you can't do this. No, no, no. What is something that you feel like you actually say yes to that you're right. kind of cool with that you think other people might be like, oh, really? You're fine with that? Huh?
Well, it's funny that you say this because so we just moved in next to our good friends, the Hasslers. Mm-hmm. And she has a kid that's a little younger than mine. And then she has one that's like my age.
Right.
Well, she has four, a lot of kids is what I feel like. And I think she's amazing. But with that and with four boys, she's kind of a tight ship mom with me. I think that there are some things where she's relaxed and I actually love being around her because I think, oh, I should be more relaxed like Kelly. Mm-hmm. Be like that. It's okay. It's not going to be the end of the world. You know, like when I watch her do whatever.
Right.
But we moved from 3 acres mm-hmm. with like 3 empty acres next to us.
Right.
And so I let my kids outside all
yes,
the time
to just kind of roam.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny because I feel like, oh, we're even more like safe or I don't even know. I don't even know what, but so I let my kids out. Right.
Yeah.
But I think before we moved in, I don't know that Kelly let her 4-year-old mm-hmm. out in the cul-de-sac without her.
Right.
But I did.
Right. Yes.
And I think she was like, oh my gosh, I feel like that's maybe not okay. And I'm like, it probably shouldn't be okay. But I'm just kind of at the point where like, whatever.
Right. I think it's okay for the record. Like okay. I for sure let, and I know we live in like a different kind of setup, but I for right. sure just let Axel outside to just kind of roam.
I know, but it is different in a cul-de-sac. Like we have yeah. a couple people in our cul-de-sac and they fly through the cul-de-sac.
Right.
So I get her concern. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, I think that's one thing that I've been very much like
that you're pretty free
whatever.
With. Like, this is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going.
So I cannot take credit for that. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that my dear friend Lindsay Nato is going to have a conniption when she hears that I outed her, but it's something she and her husband came up with. And I was like, that's genius.
Oh, because the Shark Week thing you're saying?
Shark Week.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's what it is.
Hey, this is Lindsay Nato's first shout out. That's important because I, for some reason, Kelly Hassler has come up a lot in podcasts.
Well, she's my neighbor and right
so,
now.
Well, not just with you, but in other episodes. And so has Krista.
Yeah.
They both keep coming up. I'm not sure why. They should maybe feel honored. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
But Lindsay Nato, if you're listening, you just got a shout out.
She did.
Yes, you
she's
did.
She's amazing.
And I'm not sure if you will be happy why you got the shout out because you coined a Shark Week.
I will just say that she smiles a lot and she reminds
does.
Me to smile more with my
and
children.
And she looks kind of like Jessica Simpson. Have you ever thought that about
she's
her?
She's just so beautiful.
She is.
So when people tell me that I look like her sister, that makes me feel really great.
Well, you are very pretty.
Thank you.
I actually had the thought, I for real did, when we first sat down, is that you kind of look like Skipper, like the Skipper Barbie doll.
Oh.
You do.
Wow.
I don't know why
she's like more fun than Barbie.
Yeah. And maybe younger too. I don't know. Isn't Skipper kind of like Barbie Jr. or something?
Even though I'm 40.
Even though you're 40. But I did. I had the thought. You kind of look like Skipper today.
Awesome.
And just kind of in general, not just today.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here's a question I asked Hillary that I also want to ask you.
Okay.
I asked Hillary, I said, if let's say it's like years from now, like, I don't know, 20 years from now or something. Mm-hmm. And someone asks, I don't know, Max.
Yeah.
They say, Max, what was it like or what did it feel like growing up a Meadows kid? What did it feel like growing up in the Meadows household? What would you hope that he would say? Hillary said that, and I think I asked her, I just kind of arbitrarily picked Jackson.
Sure.
And I think she said that what she hoped he would say is that it felt like we were always part of a team. Like our family life, our childhood felt like being on a
she's
team.
She's always like hashtag Team Adams.
She is.
I
yes.
Love that.
Yes. Yes. So what would you hope that Max or Molly or Merritt said? Like, here's what it felt like to grow up as a Meadows kid.
So I really like that and want to steal it. But I could say that they would not say that right now.
Okay.
Probably. So that's okay. I think I would really want them to be like, to just know that their parents absolutely adored them mm-hmm. and that the things that we did, you know, like I think sometimes kids feel like my mom hates me because she won't let me play Fortnite until midnight. Right. Hillary
right.
was talking that
right
with her son's little friend. I would hope that someday they would grow up and they'd be like the things that my mom and my dad did were because they loved me and they cared so much about my relationship with my family mm-hmm. and my relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Like, that sounds crazy, but like, I really took to heart when Tim Hawks was talking about, hey, our main deal is to love God and to love others.
Mm-hmm.
And so is my life categorized by that? I think one strength that I have not been willing to see, but I'm starting to see it, is that I'm willing to put down everything for the relationship with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't done a great job with my kids in that area, and I want to do better, but I am good at being like, oh, you need me to come over? Okay, well, I can bring all three of my kids. Is that okay? Like,
right.
I want to be with you right now
mm-hmm.
and I'm willing to drop everything. And so I hope my kids realize that relationships are the most important.
They come first.
Yeah.
It's okay to kind of like mess up the schedule or throw
right.
the plan to the side for
right.
the day if it's for the sake of.
Yeah. Cause they have two type A parents or ish, type A-ish parents. And so we don't do a great job of just chilling and
right.
relaxing.
Right.
And so I'm hopeful that maybe I can show them, hey, just so you know, even though I'm wired like this, like God made me like this to want this structure, it's also okay to just say, you know what? Today, we're not going to do the thing that we said we were going to do
mm-hmm.
because people matter more.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
That will be a quote on our show notes from you.
Okay.
I feel like you are really good at being self-aware. Like that's something that's really like I feel like you are really good at noticing about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I could stand to grow. Here's like what's good about me. Here's what could maybe use some work. And that's a really good thing because not everyone is. Some people just kind of blindly plow their way through life and aren't aware of.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you do it in a way. It's not like you're like down on yourself. Like I need to be a totally different person. You just are like, this is me and I'm good with that. And yet here are some things that I could grow in or some things I could be better at.
Well, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't have a shout out to my friend Donna Vickers.
Yes. Yes. Donna deserves some shout outs.
She does. So here's the deal. I feel like she believed in me enough
mm-hmm.
when I was real rough around the edges.
Okay. Okay.
And was real down on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she and Kim Haskins, but I remember a specific time, like we're standing in the parking lot. We had just worked out and I had gotten like my panties in a wad and I was totally had my feelings hurt and whatever for a really dumb reason. And instead of being like, okay, weirdo, like I'm out, she just stood there and she took the brunt of my anger and then kind of turned around. So I feel like honestly, Donna kind of taught me, hey, relationships matter. And I don't care that you just totally abused me verbally.
Right. I still love you.
I'm going to stick in this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was like the first time that I was like, oh my gosh, I was so ugly to somebody and they didn't run away from me.
Okay. That's so, big. That's
yeah,
a big deal.
Huge. And so that like, I think that was probably the beginning of my journey of, okay, some things need to change because that was a jerk to my friend.
Right.
And yet she didn't run away.
Uh-huh.
So how am I going to change? What am I going to do to change myself?
Mm-hmm.
Because that wasn't okay. And she stuck with it with
yeah.
me. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a major shout out to Donna.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually forgot to ask this, but I had texted Hillary earlier and I had asked her, I think something is happening here with our recording. What is that? Oh, maybe not. Okay. Sorry. I thought it was about to stop on us. I had asked Hillary, I said, I'm having Misty today. I said, do you have any questions? Like kind of as the pirate ship mom.
Yeah.
And so actually a few of the questions I've already asked you came from Hillary, but the one that she presented that I forgot to ask you is, and she probably was kind of joking, but two things. One, like, as she was talking last week, and I know you said you listened, were you just like cringing at certain parts, or were you just like, oh my gosh, what is happening? How can she possibly? Or, and then the other question she asked is, would you ever let a pirate ship mom like babysit or be in care of your child?
So, you know, what's so funny about that? I think that God has primed me for this time right now to be like, to see the beauty. So like, I adore Hillary. I absolutely would be like, can you teach my kid something else? Because I see a weakness in myself.
Right. Like, can you toss my kid up in a tree?
I'm serious.
Like, so that you can have to like watch that and I don't have to.
Yes. So beautiful. She's just wonderful. But I absolutely would. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some fear in that with me. But I think if you listen to the podcast with Hillary, she was so like, hey, my number one thing is intentional, right? Mm-hmm. So like the hard and fast rules she does have, I was like, absolutely, you know? And then when I asked my sister, hey, I don't know. Am I this, you know, like what makes me the tight ship mom, you know? And she was like, oh, I'm like, she was telling me because she feels she wishes that she had more of that. Right. Uh-huh. She's a working mom. And she's just like, I feel like I'm barely getting by. Right,
like we just need to survive.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And I'm like, I totally get it. I don't know how you do what you do. You're right. Amazing. And she basically was like, the fact that your kids are, she's like, my kids adore your kids. Mm-hmm. They love them. And it's not just like cousins, like our kids only see each other maybe once a year.
Right.
They genuinely, like my kids genuinely, and her kids are a little younger than mine, like they really like take them under their wing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I love you and you're my family. And so to me, like my mom heart is like, oh, that's awesome. But yeah, no, I do not cringe. And absolutely, my kids need to learn from these other moms.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's the great part, I feel like, about our friend group.
Right.
And I'm sure the same would be said of other friend, you know, all the right. friend groups yeah. out there, is that it's not like we're all just kind of like the same mom, mm-hmm. like all the same type of moms. Like right. we are like all real different.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that we all kind of learn different things from each other.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I think even the ones that are that seem to be similar, right? So like I would say that Donna and Lindsay tend to be more similar in my parenting, mm-hmm. right? But there are some differences even with them.
Yeah.
And I have conversations frequently, especially with Molly, because she's like, yeah, but why do the Nottos da 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 da?
Right.
Like, well, it doesn't really matter. Like, or not that it doesn't really matter, but more like, let's turn it back on the things that do matter. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, is this a question of someone's salvation? No. So if she asks you to eat the green peas, I just need you to eat the green peas.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. It's not a life or death right. situation.
Like, yeah. She's like, but you don't make me. Well, Mrs. Notto's asking you to. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's a really terrible example, because Mrs. Notto would actually be like, you don't have to eat the green peas. Right. I love you.
Right. But it's just an example yeah. of. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need you to answer these following questions with okay. kind of like one to two sentences. Okay.
One,
it's three questions.
Sentences.
I mean, okay. you know, give or take, but
got it.
It's three questions. Answer them shortly. Mm-hmm. This is something I do at the end of each episode. It's called One Thing. So you're kind of summing up some stuff you've said with like, just kind of like the bottom line.
Okay.
So if you could go back to the start of your parenthood journey mm-hmm. and yeah. you could do one thing differently, what would you do differently?
That's really hard.
Is that too hard to answer? Spur of the moment?
Here's the deal. I think that, I think I would tell myself to relax more.
Okay.
With my kids.
Okay.
With number one and number two. By number three, I'm like, well, he's the last one. So, I mean, it's whatever you want, baby.
Right. It is
That's
relaxed
terrible.
By default. But
yeah.
Yes.
But... So I feel like Molly and Max are really, really easy because I put so much effort into black and white parenting them mm-hmm. so young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that that's bad. I think that that's a good thing. But I've learned that it's not the only way.
Right.
I think when I had Molly and she was 8 months old, it was the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's 10 and a half. And I realize things can be different and people can turn out similarly.
Right.
So I think relax probably.
Okay. What about this? Here is the one thing I'm so glad we did and I would not change this.
So I would not change that we did Baby Wise.
Oh, yes.
I mean, agree. Here's the deal. I feel like he gets such a bad rap.
He does.
But if you actually read every single word in that book, he's literally like, listen, you're the parent and you have to decide what's best for your baby. So if you read it with that, with like that overtone, and you realize, hey, I can get my kid on a schedule. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
I agree. I'm a big proponent, even though I know it is, that book and that author are controversial, but
yeah.
I would unashamedly be a proponent of him.
Because you need sleep or else you cannot be a good mom or wife.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
What about this? Here is one thing I have learned this very month about parenting. And maybe this is a thing that like God has revealed to you or a friend has told you, or you have just like, it could be like super small. It doesn't have to be this massively life-changing realization, but just one thing that you have learned this month.
One thing I have learned this month. Oh, gosh. Honestly, I mean, like, that sounds so cheesy to go off of the heels of Hillary and what she said. But when she said, relax and enjoy. And then I feel like I had a moment, like, literally 30 minutes before I drove over here. To watch the delight in my daughter's eyes because I wasn't being hyper crazy about managing what she was doing. And it made me so happy, like so joyful. And I thought, I just need to learn to let go sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a beautiful thing. And so I think more of that, because the older she gets, the more she's going to push away from me.
Right.
Naturally. And yeah. So what am I doing to speak life into her life? Because she's different than me.
Right.
She's way different than
yeah.
me. And I don't need to try to stick her into this box that's Misty Meadows, because she's Molly Meadows. She's way different.
Right.
So
that's
I don't
good.
Know.
Nope, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're done with all the really heavy and hard stuff. Now it's just like a few last fun little questions
okay.
and you're done.
Okay.
You did really good, by the way.
I actually
really
I
liked
kind of
talking
nervous.
To you. I knew you were nervous at first, but you did really, really, really good. And I feel like you had a lot of good things to say. And for some reason, my favorite thing is like the blessing hour. I love that so much.
Fun.
Maybe everyone else will be like, that's not that cool. But I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I conclude kind of every episode by asking people some like things that they're loving right now, because
okay.
this inspires people to like kind of try new things. Like
totally.
Hillary talked about Feisty Blonde beer.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw a few people comment on the Facebook thing saying like, oh, I tried it. It was so good. So people kind of like find and discover new things.
Yeah.
So, and maybe you don't have one and it's okay. You don't,
okay.
if you don't have one, that's fine. But is there, what are you reading right now? Is there a book that you're reading and loving right now?
So I know we talked about me watching Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what's funny. You know, being in this homeschool group, like these, some of the ladies that are homeschool are like amazing and super and awesome and well learned and well read. And I am not.
Okay.
Like, can't remember. I know I read Lord of the Flies, but what the heck? Anyway, so I've got this newfound excitement and desire for learning.
Okay.
So, Pride and Prejudice is the next one on our list.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's like Wuthering Heights and Pride and Prejudice. And I don't know, there was one more. I can't remember it now. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so I've started reading it, and I've always shied away from it because I've been scared. Like, it's going to be hard to read. It's hysterical.
Okay.
Like, it is so funny.
I feel like I've read it. I think I've read
it. You probably have.
I bet. I feel like I have.
It's super funny.
Okay.
Because you're just like, wow. Like, it's a lot of gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And this mom is ridiculous. She makes me cringe.
Okay.
And the dad is...
What is the mom's name?
I don't know the mom's name. Mrs. Okay. Bennett.
Okay. All right. I'm pretty positive I've read it, but it's been a long, long time.
Yes.
Okay. My next one was a show, but you've already said, you've already answered Pride and Prejudice.
Right.
Is
well,
show.
So like, remember, I'm like from the 1800s,
right.
so I don't watch
yes.
TV.
Misty
which is
from
terrible.
The 1800s. Yes. Well, you have to watch TV because you watch Pride and Prejudice.
Because I rented it or whatever, borrowed it from the library.
Is oh.
It, I mean.
You are from the 1800s.
I know.
Wait, do you have Netflix at your
no.
home?
No.
You don't have like Hulu?
No.
None of that.
I mean, like, here's
that could have been a thing that you introduced yourself.
I'm sorry.
It's not a bad thing.
Hopefully
it's just a very unique thing.
People have listened till the end.
Nope. I think that's actually, that is so just a unique thing about you. I don't know that I know anyone that doesn't have Netflix.
Yeah.
We don't. I think that's probably good, though. You're doing other things besides watching Netflix.
Well,
that's
so, like, I've asked Mike a couple times because I do not care, right? And so I've said, do you just do this because of me, or like, do you not care too? Mm-hmm. Like, are we on the same page?
Right.
Like, it's okay if you like it. I just need to know that.
Right.
And he's like, no. He's like, I don't have time for that.
You guys don't. Y'all have more projects and home renovations. And you're like, I've never known people that have more projects and home renovations than you guys ever. Yeah. But for those of you that don't know the Meadows, their houses are always gorgeous and could be on like television shows and whatnot. So that's better than Netflix.
There you go.
Yes. Okay. What is like a place in Austin that you are loving right now? It could be a restaurant, a park, a playground, a bar, a store. Mary McGee was like all about Trader Joe's when I had her on here. So whatever you want. But
so it's funny that Hillary said
Bull Creek.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I just took my kids there for the first time. I've lived in Austin for 15 years.
Well, same here, more. And I have not, I don't think, unless I went maybe as a kid with my own parents, which is a possibility, but I have for sure not ever taken my kids there.
Okay. So let me tell you why I love it.
Okay.
Okay. So I took them for the first time 2 weeks ago. We were there for like 5 hours and I had to like pry them away.
Okay.
And so here's what, and maybe this is something that I'm learning with my parenting, right? It just filled the love tanks of my children's hearts because they were just like free range.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like it
just
was
could run wild.
Yes.
And okay.
It was a moment where Misty was being free range.
That's good.
And the other place we went that I had never been, also terrible, is McKinney Falls.
Yeah.
Similar
I've been there as a
experience.
Kid, but not with my own kids either.
Yeah. So like, this is going to sound ridiculous to some people, but I just bought these awesome brand new tennis shoes and they're like $120. And, you know, I'm psychotic about things. And so I need them to stay clean and nice.
Right.
But Merritt and I, the 5-year-old and I, take off our shoes and we're trying to walk and it is slippery as all get out. I've never been on that slippery of rocks and I don't have water shoes for him. I don't have them for me. Max and Molly are off in La La Land, like poking at a nasty dead fish, having the time of their lives.
And this is at McKinney Falls,
McKinney Falls, okay. Yes. And so finally, I'm just like, you know what, Mayor? We've got to wear shoes. So I'm just going to get over it. Mm-hmm. So I get over it and I put my tennis shoes on. Unfortunately, they've never been the same. But it's okay because we had the time of our lives, you know, just like letting go of stuff.
I've got to take my kids to both of these places. Why have I not?
They're amazing.
Bull Creek and McKinney Falls.
Yeah. And wear swimsuits. That was the other thing.
And
is
water
I tried
shoes,
to get
apparently.
All crazy. And this is how sad it is. Molly comes up to me and she's like soaked from head to toe, like her hair's wet. And it's, I don't know, like 12 inches. And she's like, I'm sorry. I know you're mad. And I was like, that's terrible that's
because
her,
her hair was wet. You mean
she just knew that I was like, this is ridiculous that you're wet.
Your clothes should stay pressed.
I mean, seriously, she's like, well, mom, anyway. And, but like the joy
in
her
face.
I was at first. And then I was like, but how can I be mad? Look at that sweet little smile.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, yes. I got over it super quick.
Okay. Okay. This is my last, final question for you.
What
you're the
it?
First person I've ever asked this to, because I think I'm going to start doing this. And
uh-oh.
You're the first one for me to try this out with. As I kind of try to build my list of who I would like to ask to be on the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a new thing where each guest like nominates a person.
Ooh.
So it could be that you nominate like a mutual friend of ours, but it doesn't have to be. It could just be someone that you know that's like in your network that you feel like this person would have a lot of good things to say. And so I nominate them to be on this show.
Oh my
gosh. And I'm going to add them to my list. I'm going to reach out to them.
Oh, that is a really hard question.
I mean, you know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people in a lot of circles.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound crazy.
Okay.
You do not know her.
That's fine. That's even better. Because if I know her, maybe I'm already going to ask her. So
yes,
this is better.
True. Okay. So I know this girl.
Okay.
And she is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She actually had a shout out at Hill Country Bible Church from Tim Hawks.
Okay.
She and her husband.
Okay.
Her name is Jessica Gerke.
Jessica Gerke. So if I were to reach out to her and say, Misty Meadows says that I ought to, would she know you and be like, okay, if Misty said, yes, then I might be willing to do this. Okay.
Yeah. So we homeschooled together.
Okay.
And she's amazing and phenomenal and just wonderful.
Okay.
She's Jessica from Mexico because she's kind of spicy and
she's saucy. Totally. Okay. I'm adding Jessica Gerke to my list. And when I come for her, I'm going to say,
yeah,
Misty sent me.
She'll know who I am. Okay. I promise.
Okay.
But you didn't ask me about my song. And like, that was like the number one thing that I was like trying to come up with.
What song are you loving right now?
My favorite song right now at this moment is Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel Music.
Okay.
And I love this song because it is like, I think the chorus is like, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm.
Okay.
Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Okay. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. And I'm just like, ooh, it just makes me like, because I feel like it doesn't matter where you're at as a mom. Sometimes, like all of us are in some form of, I feel defeated.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like mom, wife, sister, daughter, like we make mistakes every single day. And I think that the enemy really causes us to feel like we're kind of worthless.
Right.
And that's my own personal big struggle is worthlessness. And so I love it. And I think I love it even more because my 5-year-old, who is like the loudest creature on the face of the planet, is what I feel like, asks Alexa to play it.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
And then he's just like marching around the house, like yelling it.
Well, that's good. Like, that's a good thing for him to be marching around the house.
It's awesome.
My kids are marching around the house singing songs by Post Malone, which I bet that you don't even know who Post Malone is.
I don't.
That's good.
But I mean, there's bad stuff that my kids listen to too.
Right.
I mean, it's like the censored version, like I said, on like Kids Bop.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, for the record, my kids aren't listening to songs with like bad words in them either, but
yeah.
But I would rather that they're running around the house yelling songs by Bethel. Like, that's
well, I mean,
good.
There's other stuff that merits yelling too.
Right.
And for the record, I'm not judging you on your children.
I know. You're not a judgmental person.
Well, I am.
I've never felt judged by you.
That's really
good. Maybe you're just a secret silent judger. But I have not ever felt judged by you at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on it. So like as much as I judge someone else, I'm judging myself.
Right.
So the.
Yes, I can see that.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, you have to pee, you said. You stated that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that, I think, my children are home. So we're going to
like
sign off.
The bit.
They are. Thank you very much for being here. Was
Thanks
it as nerve-wracking as you thought it would be once it was all said and done?
I feel like I want to interview you and ask you all these questions.
I know, man. I've got a lot of things to say. Someone should interview me. Maybe next time.
Okay.
After Jessica Gerke.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. Bye.